Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is your host, blah, 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 da, da, blah, da, da, blah. And your other host, oh,
are you? Me!
This is not all about it.
That's, Alright, so we have to do a car cast this week because
we're out doing really bad things to our credit cards.
Right. Boo!
Boo!
So, yeah, we're driving.
Yes.
We are doing
a little excursion.
We're doing Craftsman Realness today.
Yes. oh shit!
What's wrong?
I forgot my tracker. Oh, that's right, because it's churgin.
I thought it like fell off or something.
I know.
Like, oh,
God,
bitch,
that would
not
be
going
awful.
Back. We're not going back, bitch.
What? Anyway,
so welcome to Foul Monkeys. We're reporting live to you from a Fiat 500X,
a mobile studio.
And it sounds like it too.
I mean, I need you to get off the sound.
We are out in the suburbs.
Oh my God, this is like, I don't think this is suburbs. This is like a different
farm
city.
Farm country.
Like, we're traveling to a little place called Mundelein, Illinois, from Arlington Heights. It's about a 30-minute drive.
Arlington Heights, this is where Tom and Terry used to live. They have a place in Arlington Heights, and they have a place in downtown near St. Joseph Hospital.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Hey,
oh, is it?
Hey, TNT.
Is it Tom, the one that had?
It's Digger and T-Wiggles from Big Fatty.
Oh. They're the one that I said. Tom is a cute one with the, he's got glasses, right?
Yeah.
And he's bald?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he's completely bald, but.
No, yes, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way. Please.
He thinks you're a hot daddy.
Oh, I think he's so fucking cute. And he was like, really? You know me. I'm like, and I think you're cute. Get over it. I was like, I think you're really cute. Anyway, call me. So what's been going on?
Where is he, like, traveling the world?
How was your week?
My week was okay. I had an incident this week that... I don't even know if I can talk about it. I'm upset. You guys.
She get real upset.
Ivy got off of her leash this week on Thursday. And I chased her around Rogers Park for 35 minutes. I was crying. I was dying. I was having a heart attack. I was pissing myself.
All of the above.
All at the same time. While people were passing me. Going to the train. I chased her. I didn't so much chase her as try to call her to me. Because I know if I tried to chase her, she would continue to run for
right.
me.
Because so, she thinks she's playing.
Right.
Well, she is playing. However, you're going batshit crazy.
Right.
Because she's like, the street is her playground.
Right. And she was crossing the street. Like, she's never been in the street other than being crossed... You know,
right.
by me,
right,
with
right.
a leash. But I was dying. Like, I just knew the worst thing was happening in my head is that I'm going to see her get hit by a car. And I'm going to have to live with that moment every day of my life. And I would have to go on disability.
I mean...
Like, permanent disability. A commuter kicked her as she was running around. That really pissed me off, and I was crying so hard I couldn't really even address it. But eventually, this bitch, I guess she had her fun. After she got kicked by the commuter, she kind of started coming to me. I was like, oh, you know what? No, bitch, we're leaving. You know how, like, the parents do, like, when the kids are in the store and they're, like, screaming and yelling and hitting their head on the ground, and the parents just turn around and go around the other corner? Uh-huh. That's what I did. And then she was like, oh. So she just rolled around the corner, walked up into the gate, and was like, I'm here.
She's like, I'm sorry, Daddy. She's like, I've misbehaved.
I'm the gangstress of Rogers Park, and I'm done. I need to retire. I need to sleep. I need to eat.
And what did she do when she got inside the house?
Just like crossed her paws. Podcast. No. Crossed her paws.
It was like, what happened? What up?
Yeah. What's up, player?
What up, play?
Love that game. You want to play again?
Bitch! Now, did you reprimand her?
No. Because I couldn't, because you can only reprimand dogs when, at the time, they're making a mistake. She can't come to me and then I punish her, because the next time if she runs off, she's going to know I'm going to punish her, so she's not going to come to me.
Right. See, I would have, like, hung her on the wall and been like, you're not moving.
And Azelle, I mean, the other day, I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess I'm just not checking the clip, because I checked, I took Azelle out the other day, and then I'm starting to walk on the sidewalk, and then all of a sudden, what?
No, I was just looking at the map. I'm like, God, it's like so weird to get over there. Anyway, go ahead.
And I started walking, and all of a sudden I hear click, 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 click. And I look behind me. Fucking leash isn't even attached to her. But she's walking right next to me. Didn't even realize it. She's too afraid to escape from me, because she can't hear, so she doesn't. And
you guys,
she's afraid
even
of us. So she, like, if she knows if we're doing something, she freezes up.
Yeah.
Ivy was like, I'm a fast bitch.
Ivy was like, woohoo, Daddy, come get me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come get me, fat ass.
Run, 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 fatty.
And
run.
I was nervous, too, because it was icy outside, and she fucking broke her leg and had a $3,000 surgery. And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot go through this again.
See, I would have beat her ass so bad. I mean, I wouldn't, but just in my head,
and
I would have beat her ass.
And the guy that kicked her, this is the thing. Like, I understand that you said, well, maybe he was afraid. The thing is that if she was going to attack people, she would have attacked the 10 first people that were in front of her.
No, what I meant was is that maybe when, that's why when you clarified it to me in McDonald's, I thought, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, then he really was just kicking her. Because I thought maybe she was, like, that was her moment to stop with that one particular one. And uh-huh. And because he, you know, probably showed fear. You know, he stuck his leg out. But then when you told me he, like, literally kicked her for no reason. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I suppose it's,
but I was
it's
so
not good that he kicked
anything.
Her. But at least he stopped her. Like, he managed to get her attention to stop so she could come back and, you know what I mean?
Well, kind of come back.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he didn't hurt her.
Right.
So I had that, and I called my boss. I was frantic because I was like, oh, my God, I can't come in. My dog got it. And she was like, Ricky, calm down. You're fine. I'm like, okay.
Did you really call them while you were bawling your eyes out?
Because I was running late for work.
Right.
Because, you know. Yeah,
oh,
I was
God.
Crying. They know how I feel about the dogs.
I'm not. Look, I would have been a hot mess, too. All in my head, I would have been beating the shit out of her in my head. I'm like, you fucking.
Oh, I was real angry, but I was like doing the moms in church, and you've been laughing, and she wants you to shut the hell up, but she can't say anything because she's in the church. So she does the ventriloquist thing, like, you're shut the fuck up. You know, she smiles, but it's all, shut the fuck up or I'll beat your ass. And, you know, like a death grip. Have you ever
right.
had that?
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
But see, or if you just have like a Mexican mom that just out in the open beats her ass, like,
oh,
doesn't
I
care.
I fully believe in public shame when it comes to like kids like getting their ass beat, because you know what? If you get a spanking in front of people, you remember that shit because it's embarrassing and you don't fucking do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do, you get it harder. And then if you do. Then
you never go out again.
Take a stick and beat the shit out of you, and then they don't love you.
Oh.
But I don't
know. It's real unfortunate that happened to you.
I don't know anything about that.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you had a really busy week.
Right. Other than that,
running around after Ivy. Fucking bitch.
I've been making cards like crazy. I've been selling some cards. Some listeners bought some. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hello. Where are mine? Where are my listeners that are buying?
I do want to say we have a new listener to the audio show who actually found us through YouTube.
Oh.
Like, YouTube is the first thing they found us on. And yeah. They're like, oh my god, you guys are hilarious on YouTube. I'm like, well, you know, do you know if we have a show, like an audio show? And they're like, no.
They're probably
so
like,
he's on Growler. So, and you know, my Growler name is Foul Monkeys Podcast. Because I'm trying to, like, that's my, like, way of advertising. Uh-huh. Although, like, no one fucking talks to me on Growler because they see that I'm married. They're like, and they also see that I'm a paper crafter and I'm a dog lady, so.
I was going to say, ooh, you got 18 strikes against you already, honey. Can we need to stop somewhere. Like, we need to stop at, like, a Walgreens or something if we see one.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'm really thirsty, and I think my blood sugar is, like, a little low. I'm going to need a little sweet.
You just ate.
I need a little sweet.
I need a little sweet.
So,
what was I talking about? Oh, the new listener. Thank you for listening.
Do we know this person's name, or...
I can't remember if he told me. He probably told me his name. I just...
You're horrible with names.
You guys, I just realized something. You know, the past, like, year... The reason I did this whole CPAP machine thing is because... I've had it for a long... Like, at least 4 or 5 years... But it's never affected my life, so I never really did anything about it. Well, it has,
but you just...
Right, I didn't know it. Right. But then I started having symptoms of, like, you know, this doesn't feel right. You know, I'm waking up with headaches. I'm tired during the day. But one of the big things is that I would forget fucking people's names that, like, I work with every day. And it was starting to scare me. I was like, oh my god, it's early onset dementia or something, you know, something like that.
Oh my god.
But it's because of the sleep deprivation. That was one of the signs, is that you have memory loss.
Right.
So I've had the machine for about, I don't even know how we segue into this, but I've had the machine for about 2 weeks and I'm still trying to get used to it. Some nights I'm like, I can't stand this on my face. But like last night I slept with it for almost 8 hours.
Did you?
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it is, see this right here? It's putting a little spot on my nose right there.
Oh. Just but put a little, like...
They told me not to put Vaseline because it'll mess up the...
No. Put, like, check and see with them and see if you could put, like, coconut oil. Just a little. Oh. Not, like, saturate it. Just enough to kind of...
To lubricate it.
To lubricate it and then do it that way. Yeah. The oil should be fine, like, because it's natural. So I don't think it'll...
But... The memory part is getting a little better, even though it's only been 2 weeks. They said most people won't see a full, like, recovery from sleep deprivation for 2 or 3 months. I was like, that's crazy. Man. And here I am. I never even knew. I knew because, I mean, I slept in the same bed as you.
Ooh.
And,
you know,
and I snored and I stopped breathing. So it's
Were honestly, like, all joking aside, there was a moment in time, I think in the first trip to Vegas, where I literally was like, oh my god, he's not breathing. And I, like, had to nudge him because I'm like, girl. Because he would literally stop. And then he'd stop. And then, he'd wake up. And I remember the first time, I was like, girl. And so I kind of, like, poked you with my elbow, and I'm like, and you're like, I was like, this motherfucker, I'm going to wake up with a cold corpse next to me. Goddamn. So, I was like, no, ma'am.
Tony is like, the first couple nights he couldn't sleep because I wasn't snoring.
Oh, so he probably was like, so used to snoring. Oh, that's cute.
And I don't know if I talked about it on the last show. Like, how many shows have we done since we've been back? Two, right? So
three, maybe two or three.
One night I woke up because I opened up my mouth and it was like, it sounded like Darth Vader. And I looked over and Ivy was like, She was giving me, like, side eye, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Maybe that's why she ran away from you.
Although my mask, well, it really isn't even
Yo
a
Max.
Mask.
Not
my
your Max.
My masks.
Yo Max.
It doesn't look as scary as some of the other ones that some people wear. Because,
no.
Like, did you know they make one that's, like, full face? Like, it does this.
Oh, my. Viviana Stefani.
I can't really totally describe it, but it's, like, all the way around your face.
Yes. It is, like, that Asian chick. That Asian. I think she was Asian and black. The girl who was dating that football. Not, was it the football player guy? Or was it not the football player guy? Viviana Stef something. She had that. Ooh, hello, daddy. Damn. She had the full, like, nightshade where it was like visor, like the full face visor. It looks like that.
It kind of looks like those Halloween masks that like the cherub faces that you stick on your face and it looks shiny. It's like your face is under it, but you just see just a little bit of the cherub.
It reminds me of the it looks like the max that Daft Punk uses, like that meow.
It's really weird. Oh, you mean like the clear shield that's kind of like the...
Like a visor.
The helmet?
Yeah. It's like that. I've seen them.
Except for it has a hose. Did you know there was CPAP porn? Where guys wear CPAP machines together and they have sex.
That's stupid.
It's already complicated. But why you gotta add all that?
I know. That's so stupid.
RC was like, somebody's gonna fuck with you one day and put poppers in your machine.
You would fucking die. You'd wake up with a really awful fucking headache, or you'd die.
Or you'd woke up.
Only dead. only fucking RC would think about that shit. RC, I don't know what
is
wrong with you. You are like,
he's freaky deaky.
I love you because you are so out there. And I love you for that, but some of the shit that comes out of your mouth, I'm like, girl.
You is freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky deaky.
Look at the regular price out here is $1.68. $1.59.
Oh, that's with the wash, I think. Yeah, that's with the wash.
Still, that's...
Yeah.
Mergersh, you guys. I got gas for $1.63 a gallon today. Thank you for your Costco card, by the way.
You're welcome.
And I tweeted, I was like, the Lord has risen. Well, how long has it been since gas has been for you guys it's probably been a long time, but for me, I lived in Florida when it was that cheap. Mm-hmm. But no, I was still in Virginia. Maybe
I think the last time we saw it this anywhere first of all, I think the last time we saw it anywhere remotely under $2 was probably in 2001, before September 11th.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, because I remember back then it was $1.10. I was like, woohoo! It was like, I think it was like, I was driving a Honda Civic, and it was like maybe 12 gallons. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, the gas is only $13.30. Woohoo!
When I first started driving, gas was only like 92 cents a gallon.
Yeah, my mom was like, I remember when it used to be like a quarter. I'm like,
woo!
Bitch, that's because you're old.
Well, like, she also lived in Texas, right?
No. My mom always lived in Chicago.
Oh, why did I think she was Texas?
Okay, why isn't it making us turn here when it's on 60?
No, we're going up further.
No, I know, but that says Illinois Route 60, so wouldn't it be down there? I wonder if it's making us go around.
It says 4 miles.
Oh.
Well, you could probably take this road and go that way.
Interesting. But, well, we're not too far. Anyways, so before we get to the thingy, I guess this is Illinois. Oh, this is Route 60.
Got it.
That sign is not...
Estupada.
That sign is not properly put up there. So my week was a little treacherous. We were off on Monday.
Can we say a positive thing first before we say negative things?
Go ahead. You want to finish?
No, I mean you.
But there was nothing positive. Oh, well, I mean, it was...
Mine was positive because Ivy didn't die. And I didn't die in my sleep.
Well,
maybe that's
I mean, I almost died in my sleep because, you know, I'm on your fucking plan. Dude, you know what? Did you ever, like... So, I've noticed that these last couple times that I've been going to sleep, like, I'll start to go to sleep, and I would literally be like this. Where I could still see, snoring. Uh-huh. Like, but I'm conscious enough to know that I'm snoring. Like, and I'm awake, like, I'm half awake, half asleep. It's awful. I get the worst sleep ever. So, I've gotten my sleep doctor in line, so I'm getting there.
Girl, no, you get your machine, and then we can do a CPAP podcast where we wear our CPAP machines and not talk.
And then you're going to be talking. You sound like Darth Vader. Nick, you can't hear me, you're your man.
No, you can't even that. It's like, as soon as you open your mouth,
it's like,
girl, where are we going? This is like some crazy.
It's a real country of woods. Oh, this is like some sort. Anyways, so my week started off with, you know, we weren't working on Monday because of the holiday, you know, happy MLK.
Because we were celebrating our Lord Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King.
Right. Or Kardashian, whichever.
Oh, okay.
Right. So then on Wednesday, your podcaster here, blah, 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 to the blah, got into a little fender bender. She done rear-ended somebody.
How come you didn't text nobody? What, life-threatening, I guess?
No, I mean, I call my mom and I text and I call my sister.
Were you crying?
No, I wasn't crying. I was really nervous, though. And then I just thought to myself, I'm like, this really sucks. If I had a husband, I wouldn't have to go through this shit.
Now, you still go through the same feeling.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like, I know this is really sad, but I kind of feel alone in this world. So I'm like, oh, like, you know, I don't have a boyfriend to call and be like, babe, I got into an accident. Can you come?
Because
I'm like,
I would not call my boyfriend or my husband to tell him I was in an accident.
Well, but you wouldn't call your boyfriend either.
I would, right. None of 10 of them.
None of the above. Oh, it's coming up. No, it was just, you know, I don't know. It was like, it was a very sort of like one of those moments where I was like, I did feel a little kind of like, fuck, you know, like, I don't know. It was really strange. Something came over me where I just felt like I was really lonely and I'm like, fuck, this sucks. But anyway, not that it would help either way, but, yeah, so
but your car's still drivable.
It's still drivable, and it's going to get fixed here on, I'm hoping on Monday, like, they'll come and take it. So I'm not, like, you know, nobody was hurt, thank God, you know, and the damage from the outside, for the most part, mostly cosmetic. I'm just hoping that it really didn't fuck up in the inside, which I don't think so.
They'll fix it. Whatever, if it fucks up anything, they'll fix it.
Yeah, they'll fix it, and plus I'm taking it to, a preferred vendor for the insurance.
Get that shit done fast.
And they are preferred auto body for Mazda in Evanston. So like,
is it Auto Barn?
Yeah. Okay. So, the Auto Barn.
That's where I got it.
Referred me to them. Yeah.
That's where I got it.
I actually think it's the same place. Remember how when we were looking for your like stuff for the car? That's uh-huh. The place they referred us to.
Oh, okay.
Richard's Auto Body. Anyway, so. It's good. It'll get fixed. It's just, you know, it's stressful. And it's stressful having to deal with calling the insurance. Then it's stressful to try to figure out, because I found out that I didn't have fucking rental insurance.
Oh.
And I was like, I told my sister, I'm like, how do I not have that? Like, that's the first thing that I want to make sure that I have, because God forbid something happens with the car.
Well, your sister works at the insurance company, right?
Yeah.
So what, she just added?
She did add it, but you know, because the accident was just, you know, on Wednesday, I can't because it's before the fact. Anyway, so that's, you know, I'm trying to coordinate that right now because I can...
Well, really, if you needed to, you could stay at Mike and Chuck's and take the train to work. I mean,
yeah,
it's the purple
one. No, I wouldn't take the train. Like, I would take
the bus or something?
No, Jules would pick me up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she has to drive kind of close to there, so she just scooped me up before. No, I mean, and that's what I'm trying to coordinate. I have to.
But then it sucks because you're relying on people, and then you're putting people out of their way. You, I mean, she may not be going out of her way, but you kind of feel
like
you're
putting her out of her way. Yeah, no, I totally do. But you know, it's. I know that she's, you know, she'll do it for me. You know, so I'm not too concerned. But you know, it just kind of sucks because you don't have your ride, you don't have that comfort anymore. So, or at least for a while, but I'm trying to coordinate it so that it happens this week, because on Friday I have to take care of my, I have to dog sit for like a week, and I'll have his car while they have my car all the way till Wednesday. So I'm hoping that if I can stay over at Mike and Chuck's, which I don't think is going to be a problem, if I can stay over there for this week till Friday and they have my car, they'll have a week and a couple days. So at least if I can do that, I'll be fine, you know? And if I have to, like, if they have to take the 2 weeks, well, then I can just rent a car. It's not that big of a deal.
They're expensive, though. Why is renting a car so expensive?
No, they get a... Enterprise gets a discount with my insurance. So...
The place that Tony bought his car from, do you know they sell Uber cars?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Like, Uber has an office in there, and they lease out cars for Uber drivers.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Other than that, it's just been, you know, it's been a little... It's, I mean, outside of that, that happened on Wednesday, so Thursday was a little shaky driving, because I'm just like, you know, people are kind of assholes when it comes to driving, so I'm like, what the fuck?
I pulled up today, and you're like, you want me to drive? And I'm like, I'm good.
He's like, I'm good. I'm like, bitch, it's not that bad. But, yeah, so it was, you know, it is what it is.
We're at our destination, so we gotta go. Are they even open? There's not a lot of people here.
No, it's, I mean, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes, they're open. They're open until 6, I think. Yeah, so that was about it. Other than that, it was a pretty... Stop sign.
Nope, not in this parking lot.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, crazy. And, yeah, that's about it. I mean, other than that, it was a pretty... Oh, there it is. Stamp, scrap, and more. Otherwise, it was pretty a slow week. Busy at work, but that's about it. I didn't have dogs running loose on me.
I want to say we did get a phone call, but we'll play it on the next show when we're in the studio.
Yes, so that may not be...
Until next weekend. So, anyways, guys, we gotta go.
Yes, until then...
We will talk with you later.
This is blah 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 blah, and...
Me!
Bye!
Bye! And is it still recording?
You better have been recording that shit.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.